Good morning. Welcome to New Dawn. My name is J. Donald Walters. I'll be with you this next quarter hour talking about ways to find happiness, peace of mind, and wisdom to cope with the challenges in your life. Soon, I hope you'll be welcoming a new dawn of possibilities in yourself. Remember, whatever you want changed in your life, it begins with you. I would like to read from my little booklet, Do It Now, a book of sayings throughout the year. This one, look upon members of the other sex as neither prey nor predators, but as brothers or sisters. As you treat them, so far more likely will they treat you. I think that we need to get away from the tendency that is particularly strong nowadays to polarize. We versus them, we're different from everyone else. I have to think of my rights and needs even at the expense of other people's. The tendency to think that people who are different are therefore worse than we. I saw a cover on Time magazine months ago. The title of an article in the magazine was, Are Men Really All That Bad? And I thought that it was almost like one side of a coin accusing the other side of being made of debased metal. The ability to see others rather in terms of relationships than of differences, not to think of people in terms of relativities, I'm better than you in this, I'm stronger than you in this, or why are you better than I in that, and so on. Friendship should be the basis of our relationship with others, even when it's a matter of romance, that underlying that, friendship is something that can remain. Romance is a fluctuating mood that it won't last, doesn't last. Many people have made that comment. So I think it was George Bernard Shaw who said that I can't imagine anybody wanting such a debilitating emotion lasting the whole of one's life. Well, anyway, but friendship can last the whole of one's life. And let me play to you today from another album of mine. I've been playing from the Mystic Harp. This one is Secrets of Life. And there is a cut on this called Friendship is Acting in Freedom. On the recording itself, there are affirmations. These, therefore, will be on the subject of friendship from my book, Secrets of Friendship. So, anyway, let me play that for you. And even if the sayings are not directly in line with what we're talking about today as regards to seeing others as brothers and sisters, the thoughts will be helpful in a more general sense. Friendship is Acting in Freedom from Secrets of Life. Realize that to have friends, you must first be a friend. Make friendship a life priority. Never belittle a friend's enthusiasms. impose your moods, whether good or bad, on others. Give them the space to define their own feelings. Demand nothing of others, but act and react with them in a spirit of perfect freedom. That was Friendship is Acting in Freedom from my album Secrets of Life. We're talking about the importance of seeing people not in terms of what we can get out of them or what they're likely to try to get out of us, but rather to see them as friends, as brothers and sisters, as people who are, in a sense, extensions of ourselves, because that's all anybody is, really, as far as our own understanding of them goes. But remember that as you treat other people in any way, so will they be more inclined to treat you. I'll never forget in New York years ago, I was about to get on the airplane with what was quite a lot more baggage than I should have had. And to my dismay, the person in front of me had somewhat less than I, and the person at the check-in counter was telling him he had to pay excess baggage, and the man was getting more and more angry. The check-in clerk was getting more and more adamant, and I was becoming more and more anxious about what all this meant as regards my overweight problem. And so the man who was being checked in was getting more and more angry, and I saw that anger coming back to him from the absolute rejection on the part not only of this check-in person, but of the boss whom the passenger insisted be called over and so on. So when I came up to the counter, I put out a friendly kind of vibration, and maybe the man was just tired of dealing with the problem of the man before me, but I think it also helped that I was not coming on belligerently as the other man had done. Anyway, this check-in person said, "Okay, what have we got here?" Well, and he just checked me through without asking a single question. Well, this I have seen happen again and again in life, that the kind of vibration you put out is what you get back from others. If you look on others as your friends, even if they are strangers, they will respond to you in kind. And you don't, if they don't respond to you in kind, they simply won't be able to, if they, for example, are in a snit themselves, they won't be able to have any influence on you in forcing you into that same black mood, and therefore you'll be able to get whatever is gettable out of the situation in terms of greater harmony, mutual help, and so on. The main thing is that you be right in yourself. Other people will have their problems, which your attitude can perhaps mitigate, but ultimately we are dealing with ourselves. We need to learn for our own peace of mind to be friendly and giving and accepting. Life is far happier if we don't view it as a constant war. So look upon members of the other sex as neither prey nor predators, but as brothers or sisters. As you treat them, so far more likely will they treat you. There's been altogether too much consciousness of the war of the sexes. I think each has much to give the other. Each is a complement to the other. It completes, each completes the other. And if we can appreciate others for the way they differ from us, instead of putting them down because they differ, we can gain immeasurably. God bless you.